Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Are you ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
I just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind. Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ. I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Smoke cheaper, cheaper, smoke cheaper, cheaper.
Yeah, yeah.
You're so hot.
VIP, me put in my pocket. It don't make sense, but don't make a profit. So the hustle, ladies and homies. Make money, money, money.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, what up? It is Alex, the Fantasy Football Hustler, back at you. We got another draft going down. Best ball draft. We are knee-deep in this best ball draft. We are eight rounds in. Let's see who's up in here. And look at this. We got little emojis that we could throw on here. So like, James Conner, trash. So we can add little emojis now. It's pretty funny. I think you can only do it from the computer, if I'm not mistaken. Pull it up on my cell phone, see if you can do it there. Let's see who's up in here. And we got Emil in the house. A quick question, Jerome Ford or Taji Spears? Probably on the Ford side of things. Daniel Berry, what up? Devo, what up, what up? Bakes, what up, homie? Coach C, what up, my brother? To the moon, baby. Said what's good, fellas. Ayuk finally signed. 4 years, $120 million dollar bill.
Oh, wow.
You gotta be
dollar bills, y'all.
That's what I meant to do. I'm watching the Colorado game right now. Colorado, they're messing up, man. They're making a lot of mistakes, I must say. They keep letting the team extend these drives with these like dumbass penalties and shit. And Toyota One, what up, what up? Let's get ready to toke it up, bro.
All right, fire them up. Smoke weed every day.
My gosh, and we got a couple leagues left. We only have two leagues that we need to fill spots. There's a couple leagues that the draft days and times haven't been decided, but we are super, super close to getting all those filled. And the two leagues that we need to fill right now are Superflex IDP leagues. One's a $55 one, and one's a $33 one. He said, finally, and it's the offer originally they offered him is what I heard. I believe it. I believe it. And I guess it's different when like CD Lamb is like still hasn't signed, you know, and then now it's like the agent's like, I mean, CD Lamb, like you haven't put up CD Lamb numbers, you know, and you're getting in the ballpark of what he's getting. I mean, Ayuk got 30 a year, CD got 34 a year. So, yeah. Yep. Yep. Hell yeah. WWF is almost there. We're so close. We are so close. I think, what do we need? Only like one or two more. To the moon, said J Love, Taylor, Kyran, London, Ayuk. Pitts, D. Higgins, Dicker the Kicker. He said 12, man. I like it. I like it. I mean, looks like Higgins, your flex spot's like the weakest, and that's not even that weak of a flex spot to me. So in a 12-teamer, I like it. Shadur, man, this fool is just running all over the place, but he's like not leaving the pocket. are we doing 10 or 12, man? 12 in the WWF. And we'll fill it. It just may be one of these ones that draft like kind of like last minute, but we're getting closer. We're getting closer. And if it's only 420 crew members, it may be where like, you know, one or two people, I let them get in and then they pay me back later. If it's like 420 crew members that I trust, you know, who I know 1,000,000% are good for the money, you know, so we'll get it filled. We'll get it filled. It's just the Superflex IDPs though. That's really, no matter what, Superflex IDP is a little bit tougher. And even just getting people for a $55 buy-in is so much tougher than a $30 or a $33 buy-in. I don't know what it is. Like next year, I may have to see, you know, maybe we do some $20 leagues for people. We got to figure it out. Russell, what up? Said I'm in a 10-man league at pick 10. Mock draft had a decision between AJ Brown and Garrett Wilson. Who you going with? I'd be going with AJ Brown over Garrett Wilson, but it's very close. I mean, they're right there in the same, very similar tier. I don't know how Shadur Sanders is like, he's like being rated as like a top, like a first round QB. He really doesn't look like a first round talent to me. I'm not saying he's good, but I'm just saying for like NFL like style quarterbacks, like he doesn't look like a first rounder to me. We'll see what he does when he plays against some better competition. But I mean, he's playing against North Dakota State right now and just, you know, it's just like whatever. KC for the Ravens next Thursday is going to be a hell of a game. You know it, man. It's going to be awesome. Football is back, baby. Uh-oh. They got a big play. They got a big play. First and goal with 2 seconds left. Do they just get ballsy and go for the touchdown? Oh, that was Jimmy Horn Jr. 4 receptions, 134 yards tonight. Shadur was able to stay in the pocket and take a hit. Yeah, they're just going for a field goal. They're playing it safe. Weenies. And I said, bro, with the amount of money these college kids make, they're basically living their dream before even living it. I said, Shadur won't do shit in the NFL. Right? And even if he doesn't, like, fuck, he's making millions of dollars, like, right now. That's awesome. And it should have always been this way. It should not only be fucking, you know, the rich old white people that are like making money when college football, when the product is on the field. So, yeah. And I'm glad that there's, you know, should everybody be paid millions in college football? Like, fuck no, that shouldn't happen. But is there elite players who should be paid millions of dollars in college football? Fuck yeah, man. Fuck yeah. So I'm glad that they finally did that. I mean, we got NCAA college football back, right? I mean, I wasn't like a super nerd of that game like back in the day, but it's always fun to play. And I know that these guys, I mean, they don't get paid like dick for like being in it. And yeah, Bakes talking about Shedeur Sanders right now. The Colorado game's on. He just made a big play to get them into field goal range. I don't know who got the ball in the first half, but assuming they knock down this field goal, they're going to be losing 20-17 going into halftime. But he said future Raiders quarterback. It could be, man. I'm just saying, I really don't think – I don't think he looks like a first-round talent. Like that's all I'm saying. Could he be a quarterback in the NFL? Yeah, I mean, but just does not look like a first-round talent, though. They made it. Made the kick. So 20-17. And for anybody who's trying to get into more leagues before the season starts, we got these best ball leagues. They got All right. Okay. Sorry, guys, answering a message here. Yeah, we are making it through the 10th round right now. Jalen Warren going a little bit lower than I've seen him go. I mean, we know he's hurt. I mean, we don't know if he's going to play or not in week one. Let's see. What else do I see? Brandon Ayuk in the 4th round. I'm surprised he didn't raise up or anything since getting paid, because he was kind of going in the 4th and the 5th round when people were nervous about him. Damn, look at Kelsey going at the 4-6. This one's a little bit different. This isn't the normal, you know, the normal cast and crew, you know, that we normally have. I know Hawk Fan is in a bunch of these. He might be the only one who's actually in a bunch of these. And look, and he's the one who swoops on Kelsey, like right there. Yeah, I know everybody in here, it's not their first one. Definitely not anybody's first one in here, but I know some do. Some have done more of these drafts than others. All right, let's get some music going. And what Bake said, rather wait for Archie Age tank next year if we suck with with the guard dog. Oh man. Yeah, we'll see what happens, man. Maybe they just keep Minchie around for another year. Could happen. All right, let's see.
Right now, this is Mac Miller with my homie TJ. You know what I'm saying? It's 420. Pip jar, baby. Get me fucked up.
You, Derrick Henry in the 4th round.
In my lungs. I'm really high. It's like a fucking movie, except I can't see because I'm so high.
These last drafts are going to be fun, let me tell you. Will said, who'd you rather pick for Dynasty, Mitchell or Pearsall? Pearsall, I don't even think it's close. You're talking about a Donnie Mitchell?
Yeah, man.
Sound like a weed anthem right here. And if you say make too many weed songs, I say you don't smoke enough weed. Bitch. It has...
Rabbit break and fold it up, smoking joints, smoking blood, rabbit break.
Get her, get her. I think I'm in 20 best balls, 5 dynasties, 6 redrafts this year, not including the wafers and some other free leagues I commissioned. Nice. This can't be full. Gus Edwards in the 11th, right after Corum.
So high, so high, so high.
What up, song? Let's get out. There goes Watson in 11th round. Smoking, best ball drafting, watching Colorado losing right now. What? Not through Hustler Squares? What? What are we talking? Uh-oh, Hawk fan, if you're in here, you're on the clock in the 127. We just trying to get jet skied. My bone with ice, but no grad ski. You trying to get high with me. Travel 30,000 feet into the sky with me. Smoke, you feel like you can with me. I got sour cushion, all kinds of weed. And which one? What are we talking about? Oh, Nick, there we go. The best balls are $11 sent through League Save. I'll check the pin. Look in the pin chat. You're either sending through Square or you're sending through Zelle. This tournament's not through League Save because we draft from April to September. So, everyone pays me directly, like, for these ones. What up, Ghost Monkey? And thanks, Bakes. I didn't know what the fuck you were talking about before. Thanks for helping, brother.
Get out, get out.
We got a draft tomorrow at 6 p.m. We got a Saturday 4 p.m. draft, a Sunday 5 p.m. draft. And then we got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And we even got a draft on Thursday at 3 p.m. West Coast time. That's 6 p.m. Eastern. And we're getting started 2.5 hours before the game starts. So it will be enough time. It will be enough time. And he said, is there a drunken unicorn in here? He said, yeah, on the clock as well. He's probably sleeping. Drunken unicorn, that's our man Marco from the future who lives in Germany. So he's probably sleeping right now. And Fantasy Ninjas, what up, my brother? Yeah, one of the downfalls about, doing drafts with the 420 crew. We're an international crew. So, sometimes we might have guys who are, in different parts of the world and not on the same clock, as us. But these guys are savages. The only peeps who play with us in these leagues are just like ultra savages. So it's fun. It is fun. Let's see. Let's get another. What's another good song that we can get going here? You know what? Just because it takes up a few minutes. Just fantasy.
Hey everybody.
I'm Noble in the house. Easy come, easy go. Kyle Hamilton, we'll give that a thumbs up. All right, let me react to some of these picks here. Matter to me, to me. You legit can only see it on the computer, too. Only free leagues that I still commission is full of Australians. I'm the only American. Nice. Nice. Get these Aussies to pay, man. They're playing some leagues for money. Australians, there's two things that I know they love. Football, American football, and beer. And not Foster's beer. No way. Mama. Didn't mean to make you cry. Hollywood Brown. Eh. Carry on. Man, we'll just leave that. Nobody else could see it besides me. It is funny to put the shit emoji on people, though. Ding, ding, ding. Khalil Shakir, 13th round. A little bit higher than he's normally going. Aching all the time. Goodbye, everybody. I got to go. Damn. Smelly taking Ernest Jones. He should have took DJ Mosley and Nick Bolton there. But I guess the one good thing about Tennessee is their offense sucked. So you would assume that the defense would be on the field more. J.K. Dobbins. I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, Scaramouche. Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me. Galileo, Galileo. Oh, there goes Zeke. Zeke, man, they said that Hopkins might be ready for week one. What? I thought he was missing like multiple weeks. Let me go. Adima, what up, bro? Let's dab it up. Hey, there goes Anal Zone. Get in the zone. Let's go. About to open up one of these drips, baby. Let's go. Good job, baby. 78% total THC. All right, let's get it. This shit is so good. Look at this. Dude, it's just this like terpy, fucking gooey, this terpy, gooey goodness. Ah, it smells so fucking good. Man, it smells so good. The terps are just so legit. Let's pack a dab or two. Bake said my wife made some beef stew from a sirloin wheel. Gonna smoke a blunt and fuck it up. Let's go. Let's go. A demon said got some homegrown. Said homegrown and made from my boy in Michigan. He said, so good and cheap. There you go. There you go. All right, let's see. Let's get a good weed smoking song.
Wait a minute, man. Hey, check it out, man. Tell it. It was this blind man, right? It was this blind man, right? He was spinning his way down the street with this stick, right? Yeah. Hey, he walked past this fish market. You know what I'm saying?
Fish market.
He stopped. He took a deep breath. He said,
good morning. Hello, ladies.
You like that shit, man?
Pretty good.
Hey, man, I got a gang of that shit, man.
Hey, you ought to get
I'll tell you what.
Man.
My man on the guitar. Hey, who on the drum?
Oh, look at that. Let's go. Code 45. Two zigzag. Oh, shit. I have a dab in here that I never smoked. All right. Here we go. Well, let's do this dab first. And then I already got that dab ready. That shit's funny. Tastes from here. Looks like a melted stick of butter. Oh, man, dude. And I ain't tell my dude palm down. 83. Cadillac Coupe DeVille. At my caddy will.
Well, it was just sundown in a small white town. They called it Eastside Palm Dale.
Quay Walker. 15th round. Here we go. Cheers, peeps.
I was standing on the corner selling rap CDs when I met a little girl named Jan. I let her ride in my caddy because I didn't know that. We were the Ku Klux Klan. We fucked on the bed. Fucked on the floor. Fucked so long I grew a fucking afro. Then I fucked to the left. She sucked my dick.
I forgot. I packed a fat ass dad there. Jamie, we can go to the dogs, smoke that dumb weed.
And as a marijuana burn, we can take our turn singing them dirty rap songs. Stop and hit the bun like Cheech and Chong. It still tastes from here to Hong Kong. So roll, roll, roll my joint. Pick out the seeds,
the stems.
High as hell, flying through Palm Beach, skating on Dayton rims. Come on, so roll, roll the 83. I bet my cabbie will. I met this lady in Hollywood. She had green hair, but damn, she looked
damn,
good.
She looked good.
Took her to my house because she was fine, but she whooped out a dick that was bigger
than mine. That was bigger than mine.
From Japan, never made love with an African.
Napkin. Yo, yo, what up, bro? Where's MN at? Where's Mike at? He is. He's got Brees, AJ Brown, ETN, A Chain, Purdy, Dig, woo, Diggs in the six. Stafford, Kirk, man, what a team. Solid. Solid. That was the one right there, man. Bro, that shit fucked me.
It was a crazy. I gave her my secret blend of herbs and spices. Coke 45 and two zigzags. Baby, that's
baby,
all we
that's
need.
All we, do.
We can go to the park after dogs.
That's
smoke that tumbleweed. And as a marijuana bird, we can take our turn singing them dirty, rap,
man,
songs.
Dirty rap songs.
Stop and hit the ball like Cheech and
like
Chong.
Cheech and Chong.
I met Dolly Parton in Tennessee. Her titties were filled with Hennessy. That country music really drove me crazy.
You gotta remember to be good about cleaning out.
This lady in Oklahoma.
I'd be taking fat dabs.
Let this lady in.
Gotta remember to clean it up. You got all these dope ass cotton swabs from Heady Swab. Need to be used.
Fuck this hooker in Iowa. I fucked the wrong credit, so I owe her.
So I owe her.
This girl down in Georgia came in the mouth
you. Nah. Met this beautiful, sexy hoe. She just ran across
the border. Got all these tools and stuff. Fine young lady said her name's Maria. Okay. Like a hot dog to you.
Get married, but I can't afford it. I know I'm a cry when she get deported.
Get deported? All right, let's let that cool down for a minute. Got this dab already packed, though. And as a marijuana bird, we can take our turn. Singing them dirty rap songs. Stop and hit the bone like
Cheech and Chong. Hey, wait a minute, man. Hey, pass that shit on. Have you ever went over a girl sauce to fuck, but the pussy just ain't no good?
Say what? I mean,
say what? Because you can't get her wet. Plus, you in the wrong neighborhood.
In the wrong neighborhood.
So you try to play it off and eat the pussy, but it take her so long to come.
Say what?
Then a dude walk in, that's her big boyfriend, and he asks you where you from.
You from?
So you wipe your mouth and you try to explain. You start talking real fast, but he already mad because you're fucking his woman. So he start beating on your ass.
Huh?
Now your clothes all muddy, your nose all bloody, your dick was hard, but now it's soft.
What?
You thought you had a girl to rock your world, now you still gotta go jack off.
Go jack off.
45 and two zigzags.
Baby, that's all we need. Classics, classics. And let's see, man, this game's finally, I mean, I just haven't even been paying attention is what it is, but finally about to, like, get this game going back. Yeah, no. It's just taking forever. That was a long, that seemed like the longest, like, halftime, like, ever. But Colorado's getting the ball. So let's see what happens here. See what Shadur does. Nick said, do you have any redrafts available? Only two. And one, they're both super flex IDP. So sorry for the no options, but it's kind of just the end of it. So I got a $55 super flex IDP. And it's a WWF-themed Royal Rumble that I do on PS5 is going to determine the draft order. I'm actually in this one, like, as well. And, yeah, it's the only – I didn't play in every single redraft, like, this year. Like, I played in a bunch, but not as much as in the past because a lot of these leagues filled up without needing me to fill them up. And then the other one's a $33 Superflex IDP. Yeah, and I'll tell you, let's see how many spots they got. Oh, actually, we're knee-deep in a wrestler draft right now. Someone just took Hulk Hogan. All right. So we got four spots left. The Superflex IDP, the WWE one. And then we got five spots left in the 33 Superflex IDP. So come on, guys. Help me fill this up. And that's defense and offense or just defense? Oh, it's both, offense and defense. Yeah, I hate, like, playing. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe one day I'll do it, but I keep telling people, like, it's so stupid, the people who play in the IDP-only leagues. Like, man, that's so boring. I want to do both sides of the ball. I don't want to, like – like, even offense-only leagues, I don't even play in a lot of those because, like, even those kind of get a little bit boring. Like, I want to have it where, like, all the NFL players are in the mix. Man, he got a little bit lucky right there. Was that Travis Hunter? Travis Hunter with a big-ass catch. He kind of did a little push-off. He got lucky. He did a little push-off there. But, yeah, I mean... They were both, the DB was all over him as well. That catch put Hunter over 100 yards. Let's see what Shadur does. They're on the 7 now. Will Shepard is their tallest target. They're going to keep They just ran it. Let's see. Regulators. What is that, Will? Regulators. It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warmer G was on the street. Eminem. Eminem kind of hates on when you play his stuff, man. You could shut down the stream. They were going for Travis Hunter, but he wasn't open. I said, what's up? Damn, what's next? INT. It was kind of fluky, but INT nonetheless. To my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town. Wings, I would fly. Let me contemplate. My homie. And one in the hole, Nate Dogg is about to make somebody's turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling. It's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. Damn, that was so fluky. Like, he threw the ball kind of on the ground. And, I mean, he was kind of trying to put it in a place where only the receiver could get it. But it hit off of the DB's leg who was on the ground. And the ball popped up in the air. And a defender caught it. They said need to figure out how to do a league where offense and defense play callers get grades that translate into points if you don't draft that coach or coordinator. They said that'd be some shit there too. Man, that's just doing too much. That's just doing too much. We got to convert people to just playing with defensive players first. Once we get to there, then we can start getting crazier. Sexy as hell. I said, ooh, I like those times. She said my cars broke down. Right, Phil, that was a crazy ass pick. off the dude's cap. How did it bounce so high? The next stop is the East Side Motel. Like, some fluky ass shit. A whole new era. But it all goes down as an IN level. The rhythm of the bass and the treble strings. We brings melody. G funk. Fuck, why'd Minchu go so late? If you know like I know, he said he's starting. Smoke like I smoke, you get high like every day. Well, so let's draft punters. Half a point for punts, half a point for net yards games. But, you know, there are crazy fools out there. You think that. Well, Colorado already shut him down. Man, Warren Sapp is the D-line coach at Colorado. How fucking sick is that? How sick is that? And I heard RG3 is about to get involved in one way or another with their team after losing his job at ESPN. But how dope is that? Like, literally just, I mean, Dion and Warren Sapp, just those two. You got two Hall of Fame coaches on your staff. to Hall of Fame. And he's not even the defensive line coach. Senior defensive quality control analyst. That's what he is for Colorado. That's crazy. Brissett, he just got named the starter. Super late picks, man. I mean, Brissett was always going late. Gardner Minshew. I mean, there's a league that we were in where someone picked Gardner Minshew in the eighth round or some shit like that. It's crazy the range of, just the range here. But, dude, so, I mean, DeCanters picked Fields before Minshew. Says, it just me or I'm the only one who hates Deion Sanders? I used to like him, but not anymore. Well, no, I mean, there's a lot of white people that hate him. But, like, what do you mean? Like, there's always been people who've hated Deion. He's fucking super confident, you know, that comes off as cocky and arrogant to a lot of people. Like, there's a lot of people who's always hated Deion. But why? You say you used to like him and you don't now. Corey, what up, bro? What up, what up? He said, I'm working right now. He said, but I'm here. He said, you're the fucking man. Thanks for coming through, Corey, while you're at work, bro. Hope you get a lot of tips tonight if you're doing the tables. Said just his antics once he got into coaching. What antics, though? I mean, maybe I don't pay attention to college that much, but I know I see a lot of Deion stuff on social media. What antics? I mean, and what antics are, like, different than he, like... I mean, I remember watching his reality show back in the day. Back when Shadur and fucking Shiloh were little-ass kids and shit. They were, like, 12 and 11 or, you know, shit like that. It was their older brother who was the one... Their older brother, Bucky, I think, who was the one who was playing at whatever their high school was. But he's always been like this. Like, what's different about him? Like, he's literally the same. But like I said, him being able to get Warren Sapp, like, on their squad, like, that is, like, insane. Oh, no way. Corey said, I'm the GM at the restaurant now, so not running tables anymore. Dude, moving on up, bro. I like it. He said, running the whole joint. Let's fucking go. Let's get it. All right. Man, I guess it's been a little while since I asked you how things were going at the job. That's dope, bro. Fuck yeah, man. Cheers to you. Also, a lot of the BS that he does that just feeds into the corrupt system. But what, though? Give me something specific. Give me something specific. Oh, push the vax, and then he got his toes amputated and playing the victim. Fuck him. Okay. I guess I didn't even, I mean, I legit don't even remember, like, any of that actually happening. Yeah, I don't remember any of that. But assuming during COVID, right? Let's see what Shadur could do now. They got the ball on, like, their own 28. Oh, he's going deep right off the bat. Oh, he's wide open. Jimmy Horn. Wait, no. Was that Hunter? Yeah, why did Travis Hunter have the ball right there? I mean, that's... Literally just flipped the field in one play. But he was just, like, wide open in the middle of the field. And Wilson, I'm like an elephant, brother. I remember. Well, I mean, during COVID, I was going through a lot of shit, like, in COVID, during COVID. And this is when I started, like, YouTube and stuff. I was grinding like nobody's business. I mean, not like I'm not grinding now, but it was just a way different level of grinding that I was doing that year. But no, I don't even remember that. I was dealing with a lot of personal shit during COVID. Shadur runs out of bounds. Got a couple yards there. Let's see. Fried Cracker, man. Where the hell is he at? Where the hell is he at? Uh-oh. Batista. That's the next wrestler who got drafted in this wrestler draft. Hunter Travis Hunter, touchdown. Does that one give them a lead? Does that one give them the lead now? Let's see. Here we go. Let's see the replay because I just saw him catch it. Were they trying to do some trickery over there? They pretended like they were going to go for a two-pointer. I said, no worries. Lots of stuff happened. Lots of people don't know about. All good. Yeah. He got both feet in. He made sure to get both feet in. That was good. Not just the 1 foot. Got sure he could do it at the NFL level. Uh-oh. Undertaker. Next wrestler taken. I would love to see San Francisco trade Ayuk simply out of spite. Said Cleveland can afford him now. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely they cleared up all that money. Dude, so much Beetlejuice shit is like coming out. Like, you know it's gonna suck. Hopefully it doesn't, but you know it's going to. My expectations are like so low, like for it. Yeah, Beetlejuice too. Yeah, I keep seeing so much commercials and different merchandise. And I don't even know what the hell commercial that was. I think that was like a Denny's Beetlejuice commercial or some shit. So, yeah, they're just like pimping the hell out of it. Receiving. Yeah, he's played almost 80 snaps, 35 on offense, 43 on defense. He's got 2 touchdowns.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
You bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
All right. Derek, what up, bro? He said, salute. I said, was knocked out, just woke up, tired as hell, but listening from bed. There we go. There we go. And Crispy's in the building as well. What up, guys? Look at how crazy this draft is, man. Like, Minshew, like, went, like, the 19th round. Like, Danny Pesos went way before Minshew. It's, this draft is a little bit different than a lot of the ones that we've done. Not a lot of the not a lot of the usual suspects in this one. Will said, I'm hoping Happy Gilmore 2 doesn't flop. Yeah, I said, I'm totally not interested in Beetlejuice 2, right? It's one movie I thought that was going to suck but didn't was Top Gun Maverick. Said, you ignore the giant plot hole, but whatever. Yeah, and I didn't – I even the first one – like, I didn't see this. I didn't see that one. I didn't see the first one either, though. Like, maybe I saw it, like, randomly, like, way back in the day, but it's not one that I remember, like, at all. All right. Nope, Crispy not in this one. Crispy said we gotta have someone to beat up on. Yeah, I didn't get in this one. This seemed like it would have been one of the ones. And yeah, Brandon Ayuk got that 4-year, 120, got that 30 a year. It's big time. It's big time. And Will said Top Gun's one of my favorite movies. First time I watched it was with some buddies in the basement. They had 3 17-inch subs hooked up to the house, shook when the jet engines were fired up. Said fucking awesome. That's funny. Hell yeah. Crispy said, so you're saying I could have gotten an A? Maybe. I don't know. I mean, there are some guys that fell. Derrick Henry and Travis Kelce both went in the fourth round of this draft. Derrick said, damn, I should have been in this one. I was knocked out. Man, yeah, Derrick, you've been grinding, man. You've been grinding. I'm watching the Colorado games on right now. They just took the lead 24-20. And Travis Hunter's on defense right now. But yeah, this one, very different. Very different. Trade single QB, weird over there. Definitely not my crowd. Did I already push that one through? Uh-oh, in the WWF, someone just chose Kane. It's gotta be Kane. All right, let's see. Let's go back to the single QB. Yeah, I already pushed it through. But yeah, weird trade, right? He trades Dak to you to get Richardson, and then trades Richardson and another piece to get Evan Ingram and Trevor Lawrence. I mean, I guess I would rather have Trevor Lawrence than Richardson. But I would much rather have Dak than Trevor Lawrence. So it's like he made all these trades. I mean, just to get like a worse QB and then like a better QB now, at least in my eyes, you know. Who knows what he thought about Richardson? He just likes, said, set up the second stick before I went to sleep. Hus daughter's happy. There we go. All right. All right. That's good. Good to hear. Good to hear. Perfect. Yeah, I need to get, like another stick, I think. Talking about screwing yourself. I mean, those were, the trade that he made now was Cole Kmet and Anthony Richardson for Evan Ingram, Trevor Lawrence, and Romeo Dubs. So, I mean, Romeo Dubs, I mean, it's probably a bench player. I mean, shit, Evan Ingram might even be a bench player, like on his team for all I know. But Derek, that's good. That's good. Glad she's happy. It's got like everything on it. Like everything. Ooh, Stone Cold Steve Austin just got taken. That's not the one. All right, let's see who Magic Man takes. Said Evan Ingram's that dude, though. I like Evan Ingram. He said, rather have Dak, though. Yeah. Jason Prescott's the only one that I like out of those. Yeah, I mean, exactly, right? Like, Crispy did the right thing. He got Dak, and the single QB, like, crowd is just like, I don't know. They're just kind of weird, right? I mean, that's the only thing that I can say, because a lot of them, even though the scoring, like, our scoring isn't that, like, even in this single QB, I still put my twist on like the QB points with having it 15 yards per point and the 6-point touchdown. So it's like a little bit inflated compared to like all the bullshit 25 yards per point and the 4-point touchdown. But people still are like on Richardson's nuts, even though the scoring is like that, where he doesn't get any extra, you know, boost because of it. Jay said Crispy busted a nut on that one. Yeah. Crispy says Evan's old.
Simmons is old.
Look at him. He's old. I need to get that. She's too old. Just look at her. She's old. Yeah, Crispy's he was happy that he got that one. Luckily, that guy just likes making trades and thought that Richardson was a better bartering ship than Dak. Because for whatever reason, I mean, the people in this league just think Dak is ass for some reason. I don't know. I don't know the I don't know the reason behind it. All right, let's get a song going. I gotta go refill my water here. Let's see. Ooh, you know what? This is when we got to get into championship form. These last 5-6 rounds, you must be in championship form. So let's get it.
I've paid my dues time after time.
Be right back.
I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my shell and kicked in my face, but I've come through.
I need to go home.
Of the world. Man, I probably want Goff in that revenge narrative. We got a double revenge narrative in that game. Zach is fantasy relevant for sure because the playoffs don't count. Yeah, definitely. Exactly why Tony Romo was always relevant for fantasy. The playoffs in real life don't count. But we do have playoff leagues, though. You were in some. But our dynasties are not playing good anymore. Uh-oh, Colorado got the ball back. They made it home. Ooh, Shawn Michaels, HBK, just got taken. Someone wants to take Goldberg. Well, Goldberg isn't in the game. I don't think he likes WWE too much. Will said, Minch, you helped me win my league 2 years ago when Hurts didn't play in the championship week. Gardner Minch, you helped me win a championship last year, baby. Last year he helped win me a championship. Jamal Williams, Kendre Miller, back to back. Someone thought they were going to be sneaky and try to swoop on both of them. Did not happen. A lot of IDP for sure. Always going in the last five rounds. Always. But there's some diamonds in the rough, I'm sure, on offense here too. There always is. If you dig deep enough. Crispy said, what league are you in? The WWF Superflex IDP one. Is that which one you're talking about? The one that we're trying to fill still? We got a couple spots left. Just a couple. Is that which one you're talking about, Crispy? We need help filling the $33 Superflex IDP. That's one that we need help filling as well. We got five spots open in that one. And yeah, Crispy joined that one too. Yeah, right now it's all 420 crew members, like in there, like the hardcore ones too, like Hollywood Cole's in there, Nets in there, Toyota One, Crispy, Johnny, Jerry Swallows, myself, and Jay Toker One. So yeah, that one's a sick crop of people. That league could like just carry over, like, you know, like so far, all eight people, I bet. This would be a league that we could just carry over and carry over. And then, I don't know when we're going to do this one, though. Like, and we need to get these other four people in so we can figure out when we're going to do this. But I really don't want to have a second draft when we're doing the auction drafts. That's the only, those are probably going to be the only times I'll stipulate, but that's also Monday night and Tuesday night that we're doing those. So that's still two nights, like out of the rest of the days that are left as options. Cause I'll do double duty on, we're doing the Battle of the Brands, on Wednesday night. That one's going to be dope. 14 teamer. One's going to be sweet. We need a few people on here for the draft. And this is going to be one because like people are going to be posting. They're going to be posting shit on there. People are going to be posting shit on their TikToks, their Instagrams, their YouTubes, everything. You know, doing recaps of this league. It's a lot of hitters, you know, that are in there. And so I'm in there repping the 420 crew and Fantasy Football Hustler. We got the Gospel Sports Truth podcast in there. Big Game James. That's Jamie. He's going for two. That's his podcast name, going for two. We got Pat in there, and he's repping Sunday Surefire podcast. We got Stevie B in there, repping Dynasty Life. We got Justin in there, repping TSS Fantasy. We got Mike repping Victory Formation. We got the Fantasy Football Roll. We got Bandy and Trey in there repping Fourth and Flex. We got Peacock representing the H-Town Huddle. We got BS Barbarians. He's representing the Wafers brand. We got our man Bakeslot in there repping Fantasy Football Schematics. We got Crispy in there representing Crispy Rings. And then we got John in there repping Frankly Fantasy Football. So we got a lot of content creators and brands in here. And it's a $55 buy-in. And it's going to be fun. So it's a 14-teamer, and I messed around with the format a little bit. I wanted people to be able to build their ultimate strategy, like really whatever they want. So you only have to start one QB, one running back, one wide receiver. That's it. And then the rest are flexes. So that extra running back and flex spot, or the extra running back and wide receiver spot, instead of being those just get turned into flexes. So there's a shitload of flexes like in there, and super, super cool, because now people are going to be able to build based on whatever strategy they want. And Crispy said, am I supposed to pick a wrestler? Not yet. You're not in the one that's picking right now. And yes, it's redraft. You're not in the one that's picking right now. And he said, cool. Toker got in. I said, he told me the other day, probably wasn't going to get in. Legit, he got in. Yeah. He's the Bayou in Sleeper, the Bayou. And he said, the league you're in, Alex, for 55 is fantasy football, right? Yes, yes, yes. It's WWF themed. We're picking a wrestler to represent us in the league, like as like our character. And then in the Royal Rumble that I'm doing, but that just represents the draft order, and that's it. After that, after the draft starts, everything is just normal fantasy football, and that's it. Except like we're gonna have our wrestlers, representing our team. That's it. So it's just a theme.
Okay, baby. Yeah. That's good. That one should be good.
When's that one? Draft day? Not determined yet, but we only got so many days that are left as options as of right now. So, you know, it'll be between now and next Thursday sometime. For sure, I could guarantee it. And we got four spots left in that one. And it's all like Super 420 crew members, like in that one. So it's like a really good crop of people that are in there. And so I'm down if there's a spot. There is. There's four. There's four spots as of now. So if there's anybody else who wants to get in, this is the $55 WWF themed Superflex IDP. It's redraft. It's on Sleeper. We may or may not use League Safe. I'll let everybody know about that. If it's only 420 crew members, I'm just not going to use League Safe like for it. And then, but if it is, you know, if it's, if it is, you know, like if there's a couple random people that come in who don't know me or whatever, like we'll use League Safe. And I don't know, I guess really it almost doesn't matter. Like to me, we could still use like League Safe. I already have it all set up. So maybe I should just tell people to use League Safe. Yeah, we just got to get in the habit of doing that. And then the people who, certain people already know what's up of what's going down in this one. Yeah, because this one I actually don't have to lock it. I have to lock all the other ones. That's the difference. Clayton Tune. Someone got Clayton Tune. Man, that would suck if your team's like using Clayton Tune somehow. Holy Floss went John Cena. Let's go. Let's see. Where is it? Everybody's characters now. Let's see. All right. And we finished. We finished the draft. There we go. Is anybody even, I don't even know if anybody's in here who is, anybody in here who's in the draft actually want a grade? If not, we're going to get up out of here. All right. Nick said he joined the draft. There we go. He says better. I signed up. It's less headache with League Safe. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. We'll just tell everybody to do that. I know Toons Murray's backup. Yeah, he said, I'm a huge WWE fan too. Says it's awesome. Hell yeah, it's going to be fun. This one's a fun league, trust me. And it's really just because it's because of the draft. You know, I mean, that's why it's so fun. For sure. For sure. All right, let's see here. All right, who's that's I forget your government name. That's Steelers, right? Steelers Nation. All right, there we go. Thanks for hopping in, bro. Give me one sec. Let's see. And yeah, but had to do it. All right, I get you. And Nick, Derek's not in that one, but Derek, if you want in, bro, it's nothing but 420 crew members. It's the Superflex IDP WWF themed league where the Royal Rumble determines the draft order. All right. And yeah, you know, I already got League Safe on here, so might as well just makes it easier. There we go. All right. So starts off with, man, Neighbors at the 311, huh? Neighbors at, man, I'll have to smoke a bowl for that one. Neighbors at the 311, huh? I don't know. I don't know if I can get behind that one, but that's where he said you had to do it, right? Well, I mean, you had to do it for two, not for that. But, man. You had to do it for that. That's big time. But then you got the Goff and Amon-Ra stack. So, I mean, I like that. But let's see. Wide receivers, Amon-Ra, Neighbors. Well, I throw Pitts in there, and there's not a wide receiver, but pass catcher and Rice. And that's it for the pass catchers. So, Probably like a strong B plus for the wide receivers. Murray and Goff, I'll give that a B plus. I think both are B plus guys. Running backs though, Jones, Singletary, Zach Moss, and McLaughlin. All those would technically be inside your 10 starters. Pretty ugly. I'll give that a C plus. And IDP. CJ Mosley. Oh, and you were the one. You got in the zone.
Get in the zone.
The anal zone. Medalist, Buckner, Dallas Turner. Yeah, Buckner and Turner kind of like kill it for me here. First three are awesome, but I can't give you an A with those two guys in there. I feel like I gotta bring it down to a B, even though your top three guys are like dope as hell. But so I'm gonna give that a B for the IDP. Bo Nix, I mean, that's a good bench piece right there. Bo Nix, Dobbins, solid bench piece. Ray Davis, McCaffrey, STMA, Michael Wilson, Baker. I mean, really, it's like Nix, Dobbins, Ray Davis. I mean, that's probably the only couple guys that maybe bring this up. I don't even know if I would. And Nick said, which WWE characters are available? Anybody on this list? It's off the WWE 2K24 roster is what we're picking off of, because that's where I'm doing the Royal Rumble. So it's got to be characters that you can pick that are in the Royal Rumble. or that are in the game. And we have all the extra characters and everything that, you know, we've already unlocked all those characters. So the whole list, we have everybody on there. So trying to think if that's really like a C plus or like a B minus. Man, Butterfingers out there for somebody for Horn. We'll grade it a little bit harsher. We'll say C plus for the bench there. How about the IDP bench? That's Minka Fitzpatrick, Witherspoon, Byron Young, Jermaine Johnson, Peyton Wilson, Stingley. And it's probably like a C for the bench there. But let's see. So what is this? That's so what did we say? A B plus for the QBs, B for the wide receivers, C plus for the running backs. And then it was a B for the IDP. And we got the first down. Huh. So let's see. Where would that? Man, I feel like everything's kind of evening out to a B there for sure. I mean, yeah. And two out of the four are a B. So yeah, I would say evening out to a B. And then the bench kind of brings it down a little bit. So I'll say it's like a B, but like B minus. But yeah, really solid, really solid. I mean, I like the QBs over there. Cause yeah, Murray and Goff should be nice. What'd Ghost Monkey say? Said Derek will be proud. Derek will be proud of what? I missed it. What happened? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good team. Good team. We're going to smoke one more bowl. Before we do, I got to shout out the producers of the show. We're going to get out of here in a few minutes, and I always got to remember to shout them out. So our 420 Crew Patreon members, you guys are the producers of the show, our superstar level guys or higher, and we got the ultimate priority peeps. We got the all access, the elite members, the superstar members, and the 420 Crew ride or dies. I appreciate you guys. Hell yeah. Let's smoke it up. And there we go. And there you have it. Another draft in the books. Another draft in the books. That was, this is number 130. Number 130. It is getting insane. It is getting insane in the membrane. We've made it. We made it. All right. And Nick, thanks for joining the WWF themed redraft. All these Superflex IDP. I mean, they're tough. Oh, would have been proud of Neighbors in the third. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, just, you know, a little ballsy. Yeah, Derek would have been proud of that. Derek, I'm sure, is proud of that. I was cleaning up all my leagues tonight. Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things I have to do very often is, all my leagues are in, a certain order. And it's it's crazy. All the ones that I play in are on the top. And then the best ball on mine all the way on the bottom because there's nothing I really have to do in those on a regular basis. Uh-oh, trade pending. Let's see. See what the trade is. And look, I'm on it. There's a 2025 pick in there. Let me go see if this person's paid up. Nope. See, do I already have the link in there? Nope. Fuck, I'm slacking, man. Why is the link not already in there? All right, hold on a second, guys. Let me go put this link in here so this dude can pay the 2025 fee for sending a future draft pick away. Let's see here. There we go. Who's the one who traded him away? Uh-oh, Colorado's knocking on the door. My wife says, puff, puff, pass.
You got perfect timing. About to start a little puff, puff giving this motherfucker.
I love it. I love it. Shout out to Mrs. Toker Wood. I like it. Yeah, I feel like if you're a smoker, you got your significant other. It's just so much better if they smoke. I mean, it is a little bit more expensive, you know, when there's two people, but I know that's still it's always a good time. Always a good time being able to smoke with a significant other. And being able to hang with the level. Let's see. Colorado's knocking on the door. Second and goal. They're showing Travis Hunter's highlight reel right now. He's balling out there. Got two touchdowns. He's balling. Yeah, we need to fill the $33 Superflex IDP. That one's been tough. That one's been tough. Maybe for redraft, outside of like, you know, one or two, probably just not going to be doing any of the regular like Superflex IDPs. I mean, there's a handful of the Superflex ones that filled. Those all filled in time. Uh-oh. Ooh, Shadur got blasted. He's trying to improvise, but he got blasted. But yeah, Crispy, did you get all your leagues organized? Yeah, all the best balls for me are all the way on the bottom because I really can't. I mean, don't have to do anything in those. They're there, and I got to scroll forever to fucking get to them. But, you know, they're all there at the bottom. And then I got then it just starts mixing in all the leagues that I commission. The wafers, all those are the next ones that I have. Touchdown? Is that Travis Hunter? Damn, he got the three-peat. He got the three-peat. Oh, shit. Yeah, and it's cut day, man. It's tough. It's really tough to cut down on people because everyone's going to have to cut people they don't want to cut. Everyone is. And I've pretty much kept filling up all the way to where my roster is completely full. So going through and cutting 10 people off my roster is tough. Dude, what a catch for Travis Hunter. That was a really good catch. Wally's got a dude pretty much. Crispy said, where are the college games? Look for, I believe it's USA NCAAF. And you got to remember to refresh the little circle with the two, with the arrows. Remember to do that as well. I mean, a game like this, I think this one's on ESPN, the Colorado game. So like that one, I mean, you could find that in like so many different places, but all the college games I think that are on right now, they're all under the NCAA tab. And if you ever have something specific that you want to find, just go to the all category and go to the all category and then just type in whatever you're looking for. And then it should narrow it down there. But you have to be over the all category or else it's just going to search whatever category you're hovered over. And nobody's picked yet, Nick. So just you have to draft your guys. So, yeah, don't put that in the chat or anything. Because you have to draft your wrestler. Yeah, this is gonna be fun. I can't wait. Like, this is like the best way for like anybody to pick a draft order is with the Royal Rumble. And so next year it is gonna be it's gonna be dope, because we're gonna have this going like all the way, like from the beginning. I'm going to be doing it because I got all the stuff now. I didn't know how to use it for the longest time. It took me a long time to get it all figured out. Yeah. All right. One more bowl, and then we're going to get out of here. Salute to everybody. Appreciate you guys for rocking. Let's go. Yeah, Colorado. They got the lead now, 31-20. 31-20. It's already in the fourth quarter. Game moves fast, that's for sure. Yeah, this cut day is tough. This cut day is very, very tough, man, I will tell you. All right. I'm ready. We got some hot links here. I'm ready to destroy it. She loves ketchup. She puts so much ketchup on it. I love it. Here we go. Let's smoke it up. One more bowl on the way out. Cheers to the crew. Yeah, Grizzly. This is like last week there was like one or two games or, well, I don't know, like a couple games that people cared about. And there's like 9 games on like right now. And I think there's games tomorrow and games on Saturday. Doug said in that league, how many QBs can you take? As many as you want. Many as you want. There's no limit. No positional draft limit. It's just a 12-teamer. So the 12-teamers, I never have any kind of like limits like that. Jay said, what's up, Nick, bro? He said, I changed my mind on WWF League. Had to join. There we go. There we go. Hell yeah. Boom. This one's going to be a fun one. It's going to be a real fun one. And I'm in it with you guys, and it's a whole bunch of 420 crew members. Derek said, I'll go through my teams this weekend, do some cuts. Yeah. He said, I didn't know that was now. Yeah, I mean, I mentioned it a couple days ago, just so people were, I mean, you know, I went through and I put the comment in each chat, letting them know Thursday, 1 week before the season starts, when we got to do cutdowns. So, all right. I'm going to get up out of here, guys. See you back here bright and early, 8:30 West Coast time tomorrow. Peace out, peeps.
Defense, on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as 1 day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.